Hey, you're listening to the Creative Pivot Podcast, and I'm your host, Heather Johnston. Today's episode, I get the pleasure of interviewing Larissa Moore. Larissa Moore created in COVID times when she was in need of kind of help and figuring out the system, realized that there was a need for someone who could pull resources together, who could dig in and find help for those that didn't know where to turn. And so she created More for Less, M-O-O-R-E. I'll let you listen to her story, let her tell it to you. But I think this is a lesson for all of us that sometimes our passion of what we want to do comes from a place of when we were dealing with some of our hardest times. And when you come out of those, the lessons that you've learned from your journey are so powerful. You gain so many skills that other people haven't figured out yet. And so she's turning all those lessons that she's learned in her life and really putting it towards how can I help others? That's her calling. How can I make a difference and help others? I hope you love this interview with Larissa from More for Less. Today on the Creative Pivot Podcast, I have Larissa from More for Less, and I'm really excited about our conversation. We have chatted a bunch kind of offline as we prepped for our interview, and Larissa, I just think that your story just has so many lessons for people that are out there that are really thinking about how does their past kind of lead to creating a new future, kind of pivoting the path that they've been on for a long time or thinking they knew what they wanted. And so I'd love if you can maybe introduce yourself to everyone and explain what More for Less is, and then we'll get into your story a bit deeper.
So my name is Larissa. More for Less is the business that I run. More for Less is kind of took 26 years to come into play. More for Less is all about helping people that can't afford things, cutting the red tape, kind of being their advocate to get things done. 2020 showed us how to work together, and a lot of people needing help and not knowing how to get it or swallowing their pride and having to ask for help. So More for Less was born in 2020, came to fruition by me and my husband. So we do pretty much everything. More for Less takes donations of any items that families may need, except for food. We don't deal with the whole food thing. We find families that need assistance and help, and we don't ask any questions. We put it out there that if you need it, let us know. We always have it, or we can find a way to get it. And my husband also does handyman services for those who can't really afford all the vendors that charge, you know, parts plus labor and the high cost of fixing things in their homes. So we both kind of just developed hearts to help those who can't afford what they may need. And that's kind of More for Less, and our mission is to help people that really just can't afford it or don't know how to get it.
Yeah, because you've said in our conversations about that many organizations that are out there, people need to kind of like fill out an application or, you know, to prove how badly they need something, and that you wanted to, as far as getting rid of the red tape, that was something that you really are in many ways kind of teaching people to trust one another, having these families trust you with their story and you trusting them that they're being honest and just giving them the help that they are reaching out, you know, for, which is so hard right now to do.
Right. And in 2020, you know, when my husband and I decided to do this, he quit his job and I was not working due to COVID. And when he quit his job, it was kind of when the second wave of COVID hit. He had 2 weeks of work lined up, and because the second wave of COVID hit, all that work was lost. So it put us in a new position of depending on money, and getting that paycheck that we depended on every week, was gone. So we had to find our own resources for help. We had to fill out applications for rent. We had to see if we could get help with electric and any bills that we could. And in doing that, we found there was so much red tape. We filled out applications for assistance on many things. One of the places told us to be there Monday at 10 a.m. and we showed up and this place was closed and wouldn't be back open until the next day. So we sat there and we were just baffled at, this is what people have to go through to get help, to pay rent, to pay electricity, to get food, to get any assistance whatsoever. And that's kind of what motivated me even more with More for Less, to get help for people. At that point, we decided we need to do what we've got to do to help ourselves so we can help other people. And that really opened our eyes to everything that was really happening. And that's where I came up with the line of cut the red tape. There is a lot of red tape. I get there's a reason for the red tape by a lot of agencies. You know, they're funded. They have to have the application in process. And I get that. But More for Less would kind of like to get back to the old times where we built faith and trust in each other as families, and we built on the honor system. We bartered, we traded. That's kind of where More for Less would kind of like to get to go with people. I don't want people to ever have to go without food or without a couch or without a place to lay their head. And that is, you know, something that weighs heavy on us as far as getting through those hoops for people. People don't always know where to go to get through the red tape. My personality has always been, tell me I can't and I'll show you I can. That came from me being a single mom, of having to do that, bang down doors, take jobs you didn't want to take. but that is kind of where it all came from, is jumping through hoops. A lot of people have always told me I can't, and I can, and I will. That happened also with 2020 with unemployment. There's so many people that cannot and still have not to this day gotten their unemployment. I emailed every single senator in the state of Tennessee. A lot of people don't know that you can do that. I found that out as being a single mom too, of you have just got to bang down doors and eventually a door is going to open. The door did open for me with one of the state senators. His assistant emailed me and my problem was resolved within 3 days. And that's what I need people to understand that I can do for them. You know, I'm not only going to find you things that you need for your home or to survive, but I am that person that is willing to bang down doors because you don't have time or you don't know exactly where to start. And that's kind of what More for Less does too.
Yeah. You're a family advocate in a lot of ways. Like, you're not just, okay, yeah, we can get you some towels and some sheets and some bedding. But what's your bigger problem? What's a bigger problem so that you don't need these things later on? Like, how can we help get you on your path? In our conversations, you had talked about, you know, you mentioned when you were a single mom and talked about that passion you had of what you really kind of dreamt of wanting to do, of a company organization that you wanted to create, like the seeds of More for Less really started at that point. Can you talk a little bit about kind of that, of what you remember?
Yeah. So when I was 16, I had gotten pregnant and had my first daughter at 17, straight out of high school, because I graduated when I was 16. And then I realized after having her, and then having my second daughter at the age of 18, so I had two children within 16 months, I realized all the hoops that people had to go through to get help to raise two kids. There was not resources available for clothing and formula. They had the WIC and they had the food stamps, but at that point in my life, I was raised in a very high income home. I had never been on food stamps or WIC or knew anything about it. And so I had to swallow my pride and ask for the help with the state to get the assistance I needed. But it just didn't feel like enough. You could go to yard sales and get clothes for your kids and, you know, do that sort of thing. But my vision back then was called SWAMT. And that stood for single working above average mothers who get pressured every day. I was working, I was going to school, I was trying to raise two kids. And so my vision for that, and I banged on every single door and couldn't understand why nobody would listen to me. But that vision was to have a place where people could come and get things for their children as far as clothes and bedding. And, you know, even, you know, people could offer their services for babysitting or nannying to help out these mothers that are trying to make it on their own. And I couldn't understand when I was younger of why that vision couldn't happen. And so it kind of got lost in the shuffle. So I had to experience life. And that was a lot of events that happened and took place. A lot of jobs that I took. I did finish college with, you know, three children. But it still was in the back of my mind of somebody should not have to work three jobs and work overnight and take care of three children. You know, I did have family. I had friends. I didn't do it all alone. I had a support system, but in the back of my mind was this should not be this difficult. And this should not have to be this hard for even married moms to try to do all this. And so that's kind of where the More for Less was born. But like I said, it kind of just stuck in the back of my mind after, you know, banging on so many doors and getting rejected. It just kind of got pushed back and life took over. But now 17 years later, well, 26 years later, it all makes sense of why it didn't happen. Everything kind of, it got a light shined on it of, oh, that's why. So
what about, you know, like as you were, you know, growing as a person, growing as a mom, you know, going through relationships and all of that, what do you think the biggest lesson that maybe you didn't realize you had gotten over those years, that you had like that aha moment last year and realized, I already know the direction I want to move in. Was there something specific, you know, like when that hit you of More for Less, this is what I want to do. Like, do you remember that moment of really, of realizing we're going to do this? Because I know, you know, you talked about like you and your husband and doing that, but do you remember the, I always like saying like, everyone has that moment where they're sitting there and they're like, oh, this is really complicated and all of that. And you have that light bulb that goes off. Do you remember that time?
I do.
When it happened?
I do. It was last summer. And I was working in hospitality and I was working in marketing and PR, and I was watching, you know, all these influencers and what they were doing and making a difference. And I was watching their stories and I kind of just sat there of why am I not doing this? I can do this. And it just kind of hit me of, I need to do this. You know, I have the knowledge, I have the strength, I have the talent, I have the capability to do what I need to do. And that's when I finally just decided of, that's it. This is what it's going to be called. It's More for Less. And it was literally just sitting here in my living room. And it was like, I am so tired of society telling me I can't. I'm tired of corporate telling me you can't, or even coworkers, unfortunately saying, oh, you know, you can't do that. You'll never be able to do that. And I had remembered the fuel that lit that in me before of, you just told me I can't. And so it was kind of like, yes, I can. And I was sitting in my living room and I was watching the Instagram stories and watching these ladies and their influence that they had on people and their personal stories. And I was like, I need to share mine. I need to share my story, because everyone has a story. I mean, you can meet 20 strangers today and all of them have a different story that will impact you. And that's when I just kind of light bulb of, I have acquired all these tools in the past 3 years at a very big corporation. And this is why I had to go through it. This is why I experienced everything I experienced. I had 3 different positions that I learned all this knowledge in. And that's when I decided of, yep, this is why. And that's kind of the day More for Less was born, was when I realized it was an aha moment of, what am I doing? I'm sitting here and I could be doing the same exact thing. And so that was kind of my light bulb moment.
I was, I've been reading Unconscious Luck, which is by Gay Hendricks. He wrote The Big Leap. And in that book, he talks about giving your idea the luck test, or kind of the lucky test. And one of the things is that by asking, is this idea of service to others? Will others benefit from this? Because anything that only benefits yourself is not going to open up opportunity or luck, as he calls it. And I think that definitely More for Less passes the luck test, because it fills your cup. You know, it makes you feel good about the work you're doing. It brings you and your husband together in a partnership separate from just being married and that relationship, which just in turn makes everything stronger there. But really the fact that you are helping others only, I think, opens up more opportunity for this to grow and for it to become like a pass it on kind of a thing, like passing on that good, the good mojo that you're kind of creating with More for Less to others. We talked a little bit, I think, about kind of like moving forward from 2020 into 2021 and not taking things for granted, you know, we talked about our phones and how bad we have been with our phones before, and our, you know, of like, put your phone down, make connections, all the important things that maybe a lot of us took for granted, you know, over 2020. But moving into 2021, what is kind of your word for the year? What are you really, what is motivating you outside of More for Less? And where do you want to see it grow?
So my motto for this year is to be present. I think a lot of us got stuck in the corporate world before COVID. And we were busy. And COVID forced everyone to kind of slow down, enjoy life, enjoy your children, enjoy what you have, and to be present. And that is kind of my motto for 2020, is to be present also in More for Less. You know, a big thing that I learned the past year was the phrase, and it, I also learned it in the corporate world too, because that's what helped me grow, was to listen to understand, not listen to respond. And I have had to do that in More for Less. When I meet, you know, a family in need, I have had to stop and listen and understand. Because I used to listen to you, but I would already have my response ready. And I really had to learn in 2020, and still learning, of just to stop and be present, listen to everything you're saying, and understand where you're coming from. Because I've been through so much and I have a lot of life experiences, so I am very quick to respond without really listening to what you're telling me. So More for Less has really taught me to really slow down, be present with the family that's in front of me, listen to really understand what they're going through, and not be so quick to say, oh, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this and I can do that. Instead, I have to really just slow everything down and take my time and get to know the family. I don't ever want More for Less to, okay, we met a family's needs, see you later. I don't ever want More for Less to ever do that for a family. I want us always to be present within my own family. And I also want us to be present for any other families every single time. So that's kind of where I'm planning 2021 to be going.
And one of the things that I'm starting to do with the podcast, and when I talk to people, because it was encouraged of myself as part of networking, you know, this thing that we're like, oh, networking, we don't want to. If you could ask for help in any way for building out and spreading the word of More for Less, what is your big ask? And hopefully there's someone listening or someone that's going to see Instagram posts or something that knows someone that can help you. So what is your big ask for More for Less?
My big ask for More for Less is, if people are listening, I need them to send families my way, and let these families know that they don't need to be embarrassed. They can, you know, keep their pride, even by talking with me. My big ask would be just to send those families to me, so that we can help. And probably my other big ask is to let people know that we're here. A lot of, you know, small businesses are not making it right now. And we are always here. When you Google us, it says always open. And we are, we're always open. So those are kind of my two big asks, is send families this way so that they know there is somebody that can help them, that is here for them, that they don't have to answer 10 pages of an application. They don't have to wait 2 weeks to get help. They don't have to jump through all these hoops, and just to let people know that we're here.
And you mentioned to me, about kind of what your dream is, what you would love when everything opens up again, and we can have those, like, you know, those stuff. What would the experience be for a family of working with you in the future? Like, what do you picture in your head of that being?
My dream for More for Less is to have possibly a retail space where people can drop things off and donate them, and we can go through them, you know, clean them or take care of them or throw out what we can't use. But we really want a retail space where people can come and take what they need. I'm not in the business of selling things. You know, my husband has his handyman service. He builds furniture. He sells the furniture. We sell it at a lower cost for families so that they can afford it. But any donations that are taken, I don't want families to ever feel like, well, I don't have enough money. My dream is to have a retail space where a family can come in and take what they need and leave without any red tape, without the applications, without the 500 questions. I don't need to know your personal situation. If you want to tell it to me, I'm always an ear to listen, because, you know, we all have our stories, we all have our experiences, and we all have a past. But my dream for More for Less is, you know, getting the retail space, getting a store where people can come in and feel free to take what they need and walk out and know that we took care of them.
Well, I want to give a little shout out in our conversation to, I think it's Ripple Interiors, Allison, who I interviewed last season on the podcast. And she was like, you need to interview Larissa. And so we were connected there. So thank you, Allison. I'll make sure.
Yes.
I already let her know. But yeah, I think your story is just perfect. That, you know, the idea of what you thought. And I keep coming back to this when I interview people, ideas that came up to you when you were younger, whether you were a little kid or whether you were a teen or going through some moment that challenged you, they come back, they kind of nag at you through the years, and then they come back when you're ready and you're open. And I think 2020 for you was really like, as you're going to 2021 to be present, but you were open to this idea,
right?
Open to helping others, you know, as you were just really reflecting on that story of kind of your past and what you would have needed, and knowing there were so many other families right now that were worse off than, you know, you are in your home, having a home and having things, and that you can always help. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us, that there's always someone that you can help.
Yes, always.
And I think you receive back tenfold from, you know, from doing that kind of, you know, that kind of work. It's not a one-way relationship. You're not just giving them and giving and giving. I think you receive so much. It's just a different kind of transaction. Instead of a monetary transaction, it's a, you know, karma transaction, a soul satisfying transaction, a love transaction in many ways. So,
yes, well, it's all worth the smile when
somebody.
It really is.
Well, for anyone that wants to connect with you, what are the best ways that they can do that? And then I'll make sure that those links are in the show notes.
So the best way to connect, I have our Instagram page, which is More for Less. In the bio of More for Less on Instagram, there is a link that will bring you to our website. So you can learn more about us and ways to contact us. And then I also do have an email, which is moreforless615@gmail.com. And that is probably the easiest because that's attached to my phone. So it's attached to my hip at all times. but those are probably the two best ways to get a hold of us is Instagram, because you can get the website directly, or through email. Those are the best ways.
And if people are kind of outside of the Nashville kind of area that you live in and want to help, should they just reach out to you and see how they can help? Is that the best way to connect?
Yes, that is the best way to connect. I know that there's people in need way outside of Nashville. At some point, maybe I'll be, you know, countrywide, I don't know, and traveling to other places to show them how to do this. But for now, yeah, if they want to reach, you know, they can by email or the same thing. And we can do our best to try to help outside of Nashville as well.
Well, thank you for your time today. I'm glad that we've connected and that I'm able to help share the story of More for Less and what I'm starting to do with some of the interviews that I've done is that I come, you know, coming back like 6 months, 12 months later and checking in to see how you're doing. So I'd love to have a future conversation with you and see how things are later on into 2021.
Yes, that would be awesome. Thank you.
It's like a little check-in, like, uh-oh, Heather's going to come back and check in with me. So
no, that just gives me a goal. Say, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So that's just how my brain works. I hope that 2021 brings a year where we can help a lot of people. 2020 people needed help. And I think 2021, I think a lot of help is going to be given. So that's my dream for 2021.
Well, I think if you stay present in 2021, like you are, you know, hoping to be kind of your mantra for the year, I think that's going to happen. I mean, just look at how many people you've already helped, and that's kind of amazing, including yourself. And right. That's kind of one of the best parts of it. So thank you so much for your time today. And I'm so glad that we were able to chat.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap on another episode of The Creative Pivot. I hope you loved this interview with Larissa. I think it really makes me think about the work I'm doing and gives me that inspiration I need to keep moving forward, keep helping, keep myself open to the signs of what we're all meant to do. And I want to put out the offer again to anyone that is listening that feels like maybe they have a story to tell, they're not sure, they'd like to be on a podcast, or maybe even learn about how I started this podcast. I would love to talk with you. So go ahead and check in the show notes. I will have a link to a form that you can fill out to get more information about the podcast and set up a coffee chat so that you and I can sit down and we can talk all things Creative Pivot and all things your story and being on the podcast. Thank you so much. I appreciate everyone that listens to these, and I really just do it because I love it, and I hope that others love it too. Thanks once again to my guest, Larissa Moore.